This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal judge has barred the federal government from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelans housed at a detention center in Aurora. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The preliminary injunction issued Tuesday mimics an earlier order made by Judge Charlotte Sweeney last month. That came after the ACLU of Colorado sued the Trump administration. On Tuesday, Sweeney fully enjoined the federal government against using wartime powers to deport Venezuelans without immigration hearings. She also pushed back against government arguments that invoking the Alien Enemies Act is not subject to judicial review. She says judges inherently have the right to review actions taken by the executive branch. And she questioned broadly whether the alleged Venezuelan gang members qualify as enemies of the United States under the wartime measure. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State lawmakers wanted to refine the state's AI regulations that were passed last year, but they've run out of time. The session ends today. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Companies are increasingly using AI to help make consequential decisions about hiring, loans, and college admissions. Last year, Colorado became the first state in the country to pass comprehensive rules to try to protect people if they think those AI systems came to faulty conclusions. That law is set to go into effect next year, and lawmakers had hoped to offer updates before then, but they couldn't agree on what. That means the policy is slated to go into effect as early as February. Tech and business leaders worry it's too vague and will stifle innovation. Governor Jared Polis has also asked for changes. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The legislature has rejected an effort to shore up the property insurance market by charging a new fee on homeowners. Under the proposal, the state would have collected a 1% fee on homeowners' insurance policies to defray insurers' losses after major wildfires, and it would have paid for people to switch to hail-proof roofing. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.